Good day, friends. It's the 6th of March, and we look to have a beautiful day already here in Perth to celebrate and to enjoy and to work and to do the things that bring us life and value. But we also need to stop and to give time to dwell in the presence of God each morning or each day, if we're able to set aside a space so our body can rest in Him, to be productive or to be active. We also need to rest well. So hit pause and sit for 20 seconds or 2 minutes of silence. We pick up the story in Exodus of Moses finally going, after going through all his resistance to God's calling to free his people, the step of obedience finally comes. Exodus 4:27. The Lord said to Aaron, "Go into the desert to meet Moses." So he met Moses at the mountain of God and kissed him. Then Moses and Aaron told everything the Lord had said to him and about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform. Moses and Aaron brought together all the elders of the Israelites, and Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He also performed the signs before the people, and they believed. And when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. Well, a little summary and a skipping from the desert area, the mountain of God, or the area of Midian, right in to Egypt. It's fascinating that God had fulfilled much of his promises here. He'd inspired or spoken to Aaron to meet Moses halfway, and Moses wasn't aware of these things. So there's a fulfillment already of God providing Aaron, the older brother, to speak on his behalf or to fulfill together the things that God had planned. So it wasn't just about Moses. And we also see here too that the statement is that Aaron told the people everything that God had said to Moses. So again, God has been faithful and sustained Moses' fear and provided a way out, a way to do the things that God has called him to do. So, and we see that the people believed and followed. It's an interesting small snippet of what's taking place on a larger scale for us daily, if you like, that God gives us specific things in our lives to be obedient to go and do. And when we do that with the small things, he then equips us for the things that are larger. So here we see that Moses sees God's hand of provision, not only through Aaron, but also through the signs and the belief of his people. And I think it's true that we have to start with the house of God, or with those we know well in the family of God, and be obedient there, to trust God with the things that we've been given within the family of God, to use our gifts to express to discover God's faithfulness, to enrich us, to build our confidence and faith and trust in Him through His Word amongst the family of God. We see later that many of them fell away and caused hardship, and Moses went through a lot of difficulty in the process. And I think we have to be aware of that. That's what's going to happen in our world regularly. But we begin with the little things amongst the house of God, encouraging one another in faith, discovering our gifts and strength, seeing God's hand within one another, and then continue to do that in the wider community where God leads us. So I want to encourage you, if you've been given gifts and talents or a leading of the Lord in some way, be bold and courageous. Share it with those in the church or within the Christian community and those who are hungering to know God more. Build up one another's faith. Test, as it were, or put into practice some of the things that God has placed within you. We notice that Moses did the miraculous signs that he's been commanded to do in front of the family of God. So you've been given gifts and talents. May you be encouraged to use them, to express them perhaps to a close friend or a sibling, as in Aaron. Find those that are working with you and begin to activate those gifts within the family of God. I'm going to jump to Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food in harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Wow, fascinating. We can use that application for practical means within our lives. Yes, we've got to be diligent. But you can also use that in a spiritual sense. If we fold our hands and just go along to church or read the scriptures and do things, but really don't apply the reservoir of gifts within the body of Christ to step out, and we're a bit stand back, a bit lazy, a bit uncertain of using whatever feelings of not stepping out in faith and testing the gifts that God has given you, folding your hands and watching the rest of the church or the community do the best they can when God has equipped you with gifts. May that be an encouragement to us, because what you have within you may be a great blessing and a building up of gifts for others. All right, friends, God bless you this Friday. You're heading into the weekend. I pray that you will get 2 hours or 20 minutes of quiet silence to practice the gift of being still. I'll talk to you on Monday.